From Cyworks in Winston-Salem, I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is Cyworks Radio. Many of us don't have a master's in chemistry or a doctorate in physics. We don't even have an archaeological dig on our property, though my garage floor comes pretty close. But if you're listening to this program, you probably do have an interest in science. On a recent episode of Cyworks Radio, you heard Dr. Roger Kubachady explain how we're all scientists. But how can a citizen scientist like you take part in scientific advancements? I spoke with Dr. Karen Cooper, the assistant director of the Biodiversity Research Lab at the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences in Raleigh, about citizen science and its role in discovery.
Citizen science can take on a lot of different forms. Sometimes it can be really large scale, and it can be very similar to crowdsourcing, where it's like hundreds of thousands, really, and dispersed locations around the globe contributing observations. For a lot of citizen science, there's an online data entry system, making data entry easy and more importantly, in some ways, making it possible for people to visualize the data and to understand not just their own, but even in aggregate, and to see what it really means. If you were interested in birds, for example, you could go to ebird.org. They have great data visualizations, and this is where people submit all their bird watching observations. Those maps will be more up to date than any field guide can possibly be, because they are the aggregate of all the bird watchers out there saying where they're seeing these birds.
You can be a citizen scientist in any number of disciplines, from astronomy to zoology. And right now, some cool and potentially life-saving science is happening using data collected by someone like you.
There's a lot going on right now in molecular biology that's online citizen science. The program Fold It, it's a three-dimensional puzzle to figure out how proteins fold. If we can understand how proteins fold, we can understand potentially how to cure a lot of different diseases. So it turns out a lot of diseases are caused by misfolding of proteins. To really get this done in a timely way requires creativity that people can bring to it that computers will never have.
Citizen science seems like a new concept, but it's been with us for a long time.
Thomas Jefferson actually devised a citizen science plan in 1776. He was penning the Constitution, and on the side, he was really interested in science. His plan was there would be one person in every county who would collect weather data twice a day, every day, and that they would share that data with him, and then it would be useful, you know, for farmers or whatever. A century later, that is what started to happen when the Weather Service formed. Even to this day, a lot of the weather data collected are from volunteer weather stations. In the 1800s, I mean, there's one example of William Hewell. He had a project called the Great Tide Experiment, where he recruited people on both sides of the Atlantic from like 650 different towns, and he asked them to collect the tide levels at the exact same time for 2 weeks straight, like every 15 minutes. That resulted in almost a million observations, and this was before computers.
Dr. Cooper is an ornithologist studying birds. She relies on citizen science data in much of her research.
The program I've worked with the most is called NestWatch, and in that program, people who monitor bird nests share their observations with us. And a lot of the people that monitor bird nests do so with nest boxes. Some of them will put up whole trails of nest boxes, or they might just find nests of birds that maybe are in their bushes or on their porch or wherever. They'll monitor these bird nests. They'll note when they first saw eggs in the nest, what species built that nest, when the eggs hatched, how many eggs there were, all these kinds of, you know, amazing details about every single nest, and share those observations with us. And to have that across the continent is a tremendous thing. So we can really see very large scale patterns, things that one single scientist could never make those observations on their own. But half of what we know about birds and climate change comes from studies that relied on citizen science observations.
Link to some resources for citizen science and to archived episodes of Cyworks Radio at WFDD.org. Cyworks Radio is a production of Cyworks and WFDD. Music by Storyman.